This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Major sporting events tied to heart attack spikes, study shows. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Gorgi P. Kadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Evidence. Watching high-stakes football matches, particularly international tournaments like the World Cup, is associated with measurable increases in acute cardiac events, according to research examining hospitalization patterns during major sporting competitions. The emotional intensity and physiological stress of competitive sport viewing, particularly when the stakes are highest, can trigger cardiovascular complications in vulnerable populations, raising questions about screening and patient counseling during major tournaments. Key takeaways: international football tournaments correlate with statistically significant increases in acute myocardial infarction and other acute coronary events. The cardiovascular risk appears concentrated in specific high-stress match circumstances, particularly knockout stages and matches involving national teams. Pre-existing cardiovascular disease and older age are established risk factors that compound stress-related cardiac events during matches. Healthcare systems should anticipate increased demand for acute cardiac services during major sporting events and ensure appropriate staffing and resource allocation. Study at a glance 2-3 times relative increase in acute coronary events reported during high-stress international football matches compared to baseline periods. Cardiovascular risk increases during major international football tournaments. Relative risk of acute coronary events by match type and population vulnerability. Knockout stage matches, high group stage matches, moderate friendly matches, low pre-existing CAD, very high source, epidemiological analysis of tournament-related cardiac hospitalization data, Georgian Medical Journal News. The physiology of emotional stress during sport viewing. The cardiovascular response to watching competitive sport operates through well-characterized physiological pathways. Acute psychological stress triggers sympathetic nervous system activation, resulting in elevated catecholamine release, increased heart rate, elevated blood pressure, and myocardial oxygen demand, a constellation known as the stress response or fight or flight reaction. In individuals with pre-existing coronary artery disease or compromised left ventricular function, this acute hemodynamic burden can precipitate supply-demand ischemia, potentially triggering acute myocardial infarction or life-threatening arrhythmias. The intensity of this response correlates with match significance. Group stage matches generate moderate emotional engagement. Knockout stages and finals generate maximal uncertainty and emotional investment. Research in the American Heart Association's scientific statements documents that emotional stressors activating the amygdala and anterior insula, brain regions involved in threat perception, produce measurable electrocardiographic changes, elevated troponin, and increased platelet aggregation, all pathways to acute thrombotic events. The effect is dose-dependent. Higher stakes produce greater neuroendocrine activation. Tournament data. Evidence from major football events. Systematic examination of hospitalization records during international football tournaments provides the most direct evidence. Studies analyzing acute cardiac admissions during major tournaments have identified clustering of events during and immediately after high-stakes matches. The magnitude of excess risk varies, but consistently shows a 2- to 3-fold elevation in acute coronary events, with some reports documenting even higher increases in sub-studies restricted to patients with established coronary disease. Epidemiological analyses published in medical literature confirm this pattern is reproducible across different countries, healthcare systems, and tournament years, suggesting a genuine biological phenomenon rather than statistical artifact. Notably, the risk is not uniformly distributed. Matches involving national teams generating the strongest identification, particularly home teams or historical rivals, show larger excess cardiac events than neutral matches. This suggests the emotional investment and personal national identity attachment amplify the physiological stress response. Age and pre-existing disease status further stratify risk. Patients aged 65 and older, those with prior myocardial infarction or heart failure, and those on suboptimal medical therapy face substantially elevated absolute risk. Hospitalization for acute coronary syndrome increases measurably during high-stakes football matches, with the largest increases documented during knockout stages of international tournaments and in populations with pre-existing cardiovascular disease. Observational data from tournament-related cardiac event surveillance. Clinical and public health implications. For patients with established cardiovascular disease, awareness of this risk during major tournaments enables informed behavior modification and healthcare planning. The evidence suggests several pragmatic risk reduction strategies, limiting exposure to high-stress match viewing, ensuring adequate medication adherence during tournament periods, maintaining physical rest and sleep, disrupted by late-night matches, and recognizing warning symptoms, chest discomfort, dyspnea, palpitations, as signals requiring urgent evaluation rather than attributed to emotional stress alone. Patients should discuss tournament viewing with their primary care physician, particularly those with symptomatic coronary disease, recent acute events, or poorly controlled arrhythmias. For healthcare systems, the predictability of major tournaments offers a planning opportunity. Emergency departments, intensive care units, and coronary care units should anticipate increased demand for acute cardiac services during tournament weeks, particularly during knockout stages. Staffing adjustments, pre-positioning of interventional cardiology resources, and communication to pre-hospital services, ambulance crews, community responders can reduce delays in treatment and improve outcomes for tournament-related acute coronary syndromes. The World Health Organization's cardiovascular disease fact sheets emphasize that acute coronary syndrome mortality increases significantly with treatment delays. Predictable surges in event volume during tournaments make advanced planning a measurable public health intervention. This extends to clinical updates in acute coronary syndrome management, ambulance dispatch algorithms, chest pain protocols in emergency departments, and hospital bed planning should all incorporate tournament scheduling. For vulnerable populations, elderly, isolated individuals with limited social contact, major tournaments also represent a period when awareness campaigns about recognizing and responding to cardiac symptoms become particularly valuable. Nuance: not all viewing is equally risky. The evidence should be contextualized carefully. The absolute number of cardiac events attributable to tournament viewing in the general population remains small. Most people watching football, even intense matches, experience no cardiac complications. The observable excess events occur predominantly in individuals already at high cardiovascular risk. For low-risk populations, younger age, no prior cardiac disease, optimal cardiovascular health, the risk appears negligible. Explainers on sports cardiology increasingly emphasize that the issue is risk stratification, not categorical prohibition. Some patients should modify behavior, others face minimal attributable risk. Additionally, physical inactivity and social isolation carry their own substantial cardiovascular risks. For many individuals, particularly older adults and those with chronic disease, regular social engagement, including shared sport viewing, contributes positively to mental health, sense of purpose, and overall health outcomes. The goal is not to discourage sport engagement, but to enable informed decision-making, particularly during high-risk periods like major tournaments. What this means for patients, those with established coronary disease, prior myocardial infarction, or uncontrolled arrhythmias, should discuss tournament viewing with their clinician. Consider limiting exposure to high-stakes matches, maintain medication adherence, ensure adequate rest, and be alert to cardiac warning symptoms, chest discomfort, dyspnea, palpitations, as reasons to seek immediate evaluation rather than attribute to emotional stress. For clinicians, proactive counseling about cardiac risk during major sporting events should occur at routine visits with high-risk patients, particularly those with symptomatic coronary disease or recent acute events. Consider intensifying monitoring or optimizing pharmacotherapy before major tournaments in vulnerable populations. Ensure patient education about recognizing acute coronary syndrome symptoms. For policymakers, Healthcare systems should anticipate increased demand for acute cardiac services during major tournaments, with particular focus on knockout stages. Staff emergency departments and coronary care units appropriately pre-position interventional cardiology resources and communicate tournament scheduling to ambulance services and community providers. Awareness campaigns targeting high-risk populations can reduce delays in symptom recognition and treatment. Frequently asked questions: can watching football actually cause a heart attack? In individuals with pre-existing coronary artery disease, acute emotional stress from watching high-stakes football can precipitate acute myocardial infarction by increasing myocardial oxygen demand while coronary blood flow remains limited. However, in people without underlying coronary disease, the cardiovascular stress from sport viewing alone is typically insufficient to cause a primary acute coronary event. The risk is concentrated in those already at high baseline cardiovascular risk. Who is most at risk during major tournaments? Adults aged 65 and older, those with prior myocardial infarction or heart failure, patients with symptomatic angina, those with uncontrolled hypertension or arrhythmias, and individuals with multiple cardiovascular risk factors, diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, face substantially elevated risk. Men appear to have higher excess event rates than women during tournaments, though this may reflect higher baseline coronary prevalence in middle-aged and older men. What practical steps can reduce risk during tournament season? Maintain regular medication adherence. Consider limiting exposure to high-stress knockout matches or viewing them in relaxed circumstances. Ensure adequate sleep. Late-night matches disrupt sleep, which elevates cardiac risk. Avoid excess alcohol and stimulant consumption. Recognize and immediately evaluate any cardiac warning symptoms and discuss tournament viewing with your primary care physician. For those with severe coronary disease, alternative engagement, following updates via text or delayed highlight viewing, may be safer than live viewing. As major sporting events continue to capture global attention and emotional investment, recognizing the cardiovascular stress they impose on vulnerable populations represents an evidence-based approach to precision prevention. The solution is not to eliminate sport engagement. Social connection and emotional satisfaction have intrinsic health value, but to enable informed, risk-stratified decision-making. Healthcare systems that anticipate this predictable surge in acute cardiac demand can reduce treatment delays and improve outcomes. For patients with known coronary disease, discussing tournament season with their clinician transforms awareness into actionable risk reduction. Source: BBC News. Is watching England in the World Cup bad for your health?